And we welcome you back. We're at halftime of Wayne State basketball. We are pleased to be joined and honored to be joined by the 2025 GLIAC Coach of the Year in volleyball, our head volleyball coach, Tim Koth. First of all, Coach, congratulations on the honor. It's been fun watching you play all year. How has this season been from start to finish? Because you're 22-5 right now, heading into your match later today against Parkside in the semifinals of the GLIAC tournament. Had to been fun all year for you.
Well, first, Kevin, thank you. Appreciate you having me on. Appreciate the acknowledgement. The acknowledgement things, those are kind of cool. But they're just really a reflection of the team and the coaching staff and the things that we've done all year. To try to answer your question, I think, we knew going into the season that we had a pretty good team. We also knew that we had a couple of spots that were probably going to be filled by younger, newer players in the program. So we initially didn't know exactly how that was going to play out. So a little bit of the early season was trying to figure some of those things out. We were fortunate that we were able to still be successful while we were figuring some of those things out. This group has just been really determined. They really are pretty high IQ in terms of they have a process. They see some things that are happening. They're trying to figure out how to adjust. And you see that some of the matches that we've played this year, we haven't looked real great early, and then all of a sudden we kind of figure it out, and then all of a sudden we're pretty tough at that point, tough to beat.
Was there a match or a moment earlier this year where it kind of clicked in your head that, hey, I've got a special team in my hands this year?
Yeah, very first weekend of the year, playing in the Warrior Invitational, we had four matches, which the way the game is played now, I mean, when back in my day, you could play matches in a day, it was no big deal because you're playing to 15, you're playing two out of threes. Now they're playing these three out of five exhausting 2.5 hour matches and just really physically strenuous. So playing four matches in a weekend is pretty tough. And we're in the last match of the Warrior Invitational against Winona State. And that was going back and forth. It was kind of a war of attrition for us. We were pretty fatigued and down 12-7 in the fifth set, looking like we were going to take a loss and at the first one of the year. And all of a sudden, we just started doing a lot of things that we talk about a lot, which is, kind of cliche-ish, but things like stay in the moment, be present right now, just focus on what you're doing in this moment. And we just kind of, there was an aha moment there that we actually did that. And then we came back and we won that match. Like I said, we were down 12-7, came back and won it. And I think that's where I'm like, okay, this team can figure some things out. So we just started building from there and got a little bit more consistent in some of the things we do. Our younger pieces kind of fit in and actually did some exceptional things for us this year. And then when we have a player like Kayla Giroux, that really helps as well.
I remember that match pretty vividly. I was on the call for that. And yeah, I agree. That was definitely a point in the season where you're like, okay, you're coming back like that late in the match, special team on your hands. That's for sure. Let's talk about Kayla Giroux. You segued me right into my next question. She was just named GLIAC, not just player of the year, but also offensive player of the year. Talk about how special a player she's been for you.
Special player. I mean, the statistics, the accolades, those things all kind of speak for themselves. But what's really cool about Kayla is that she really couldn't care less about any of that stuff. What she's more focused on is the team and winning. So when we had the opportunity, after we won the last regular season match and we guaranteed at least that code regular season championship, she was more happy about that than anything that we ever talk about. But probably when it's all said and done, if she isn't the most, she's going to be very close to the most decorated player in the 50-year history of Wayne State volleyball. She's going to be at the top of the list of a lot of statistical categories. She's looking at a multiple time All-American status. She was the freshman Midwest Region Freshman of the Year. She's probably got a great shot to be the Midwest Region Player of the Year this year. She's just an elite talent. Both athletically and the way she leads, she's an amazing leader because a lot of what she does is through action rather than through words. And those kind of leaders are really special. And when she does speak, she has the attention of everybody who's there. So, just an exceptional talent. From a coaching standpoint, you got to feel really privileged when you get an opportunity to have a player like that that plays for you, because they don't come around very often.
No, absolutely. I totally agree. She's been a pleasure to watch these last 4 years here at Wayne State. Let's go to the opposite side of the spectrum. You mentioned the young players that have stepped up this year for your team and has aided your success this year. Talk about Katarina Stout. She was just named GLIAC Freshman of the Year. These accolades just keep piling up for your team. But talk about her. You could tell from that opening weekend in the Warrior Invitational, she was going to be a special player as well.
Yeah, I mean, she's one of those players that's visual. You know, you see her and then you hear her attack a ball. There's a different sound when the ball comes off her hand. She's still young. She's still learning a lot of things, but she's impactful. The thing that stands out for me with her is she can be having an outstanding match or a not real great match. But if it's an important point, I'm good with her touching the ball because she knows how to play those big points. She's got an extremely decorated club history, pedigree, so to speak. And, you know, and you see it in those moments when it's a big moment, she needs to be there. And we can point to several. The biggest one is she stuff blocked match point up at Northern Michigan. And it wasn't even close. It was straight down stuff. And when it was over, she was pounding her foot and cheering. And she's just in those moments. It's like, I want her to have the opportunity to impact play. And, because she just really has that about her. Now, as her game continues to grow, she's going to have a chance through the course of her career to be up in the echelon with Akayla Giroux because she's that special of a talent as well. And I can't be more grateful that those two are getting an opportunity to play together at the points in time they are, because it's at some point it's going to be kind of a passing of the torch from one elite player to another one who has the chance to be that. So as much information as she can absorb, the better. And she's done a really nice job of that. They've been very complimentary players to each other this year at that position for us.
Don't want to shortchange her at all, but quick word on Kayla Dolgar. She was just named GLIAC Setter of the Year and how important she's been for you as well.
Yeah, please do not underestimate the importance of Kayla Dolgar. Kayla Dolgar is a linebacker playing volleyball. She is unbelievably fierce. She is as tough as nails. And she is as calm of a presence as can be. I mean, you know, our game can get very chaotic at times, and she is never chaotic. She's just always very calm, very steady, and she will literally run through the wall to make sure that we're successful. And that's the other thing about her, too. She couldn't care less about the accolades. I joke with her all the time about, you're the best setter in the league, and she's like, stop it, coach. I mean, she doesn't care about that. She wants our team to be great, and that's what really drives her. You know, she's doing some really special things that, you know, it's incredible when you really hear some of what she's done. But she's also already going to be up near the top of the record books with another whole, at least one whole more season to play. She's going to be one of the all-time greats that we've ever had at that position. And again, very, very great leader. So between the two Kaylas, we have some really special leadership. And I know that our young players are absorbing a lot from them right now, which is great.
Last question for you. GLIAC tournament this weekend. You're taking on Parkside a little bit later today in the semifinals. If you win that match, you'll get the winner of Ferris State Grand Valley. And then let's be honest, no matter what happens this weekend, you're going to be in the NCAA tournament in a couple weeks. What's the message of your team these next few weeks as you head into do or die play here in the tournament to keep this thing going for as long as possible?
You know, pretty much the same thing we've been talking about all year long. I mean, I think one of the things that we've done really well this year is be steady and consistent. We've been present in the moment that we're in, and that's really kind of what they've bought into this year. And really, really, that's the way we've been. So it's like each day we want to get a little bit better. We want to focus in on what's our task at hand today. What do we need to pay attention to today? And go from there. I mean, we on the side, you know, I've never been one to shy away from, you know, like talking about big moments, like, you know, we have a chance to do some things, you know, in the NCAA tournament, we have a chance to win some matches this weekend, you know, possibly to win the automatic qualification by winning the GLIAC championship tournament. But it's just like, but that's great, but let's be present. Let's be right here, right now. And they've really understood that, young through old players. They've done that. And the other thing that is really important, and they've done a great job of that so far this year as well too. We talk 1 through 18, there's 18 players on the team, but we're one team and we really need everybody to be all in, understanding what their role is and what the importance is, whether they're a six rotation starter or whether they don't see the court at all, they're important and what they do for our team is important. And I've reminded them of that stuff every day. They remind each other of that every day. And those are the messages that they need to have, because we just need to continue doing what we're doing, because that's what's gotten us to where we are this season so far.
Well, Coach, it's been an honor to watch you play all year. You've had a heck of a season. I know it's going to continue for weeks on end here in the November and December. Best of luck. Congratulations to you and the rest of your team for all the honors. And bring home a title this weekend. And go Warriors.
Thanks, Kevin. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. That's head coach Tim Koth from the Wayne State Volleyball Team, your 2025 GLIAC Coach of the Year. Stay tuned. Second half coming up after this. You're listening to Warriors Basketball.